The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand the use of water throughout the Golden State.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the State Water Project, one of the most ambitious water engineering feats of the United States and a cornerstone of California's water supply. Imagine a state where over two-thirds of rainfall falls in the north, but most of the people live in the south. That's California. And managing this imbalance has been a challenge since the state's earliest days. In the mid-20th century, California's growing cities and booming agriculture needed a reliable water supply. So in 1960, voters approved a bond to fund what became the State Water Project, a massive effort to store and transport water across hundreds of miles from the snow-fed mountains in Northern California to the cities and farms in the south. At the heart of the project is Lake Oroville, created by the construction of Oroville Dam, which captures water from the Feather River. From there, water flows into the Sacramento River, through the Sacramento and San Joaquin Delta, and then gets pumped into the California Aqueduct. This aqueduct stretches more than 700 miles, delivering water to 29 urban and agriculture water agencies, serving over 27 million people, and irrigating 750,000 acres of farmland. The State Water Project operates in tandem with the Central Valley Project, run by the federal government, but that are two separate systems. While the Central Valley Project primarily supports agriculture, the State Water Project was designed with a broader purpose, supporting both cities and farms, and more recently, environmental needs. But the project hasn't been without controversy. Its reliance on the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, a fragile ecosystem under stress from reduced flows, invasive species, and subsidence, has raised major environmental concerns. Critics argue that exporting water south harms fish population like the endangered Delta smelt and contributes to saltwater intrusion from the bay. In response, the state has proposed updates to the system, like the Delta Conveyance Project, which would construct a tunnel to move water underneath the delta, rather than through it. Supporters say it would protect water deliveries from sea level rise and earthquakes. Opponents worry it would further harm the delta's ecology. Today, the State Water Project is adapting to 21st century pressures, climate change, more intense drought, and growing urban demand. Less predictable snowpack and shifting precipitation patterns make managing water supplies more difficult than ever. Yet, the State Water Project, or SWP, remains vital. It's being updated with new technologies, efficient strategies, and coordinated management with groundwater, especially in light of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. As we look to the future, the State Water Project stands on both a triumph of engineering and a symbol of California's complex relationship with water. Its next chapter will depend on how we balance reliability, equity, and ecological sustainability. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.